Okay. Shkolom Daf Beis. We know that every Masechta in Shas has its own neshama, has its own world. And we've been on been in one neshama for a long time, for 120 blot. And now we start something new. For many of us, this is the first time that we'll be ever touching Talmud Yerushalmi. So it's a special schus to do that. Talmud Yerushalmi has its own language. It's an Aramaic, but it's a different kind of Aramaic than we are used to. So something that we're going to have to work at. It's 3 weeks, 3 weeks of Shkolim. 3 weeks, 22 up to Daf Chav Beis. And as you see on Daf Beis, the regular Rishonim that we're usually used to, Rashi, Tosis, are not here. So there are Rishonim elsewhere in Shas that refer to Mishnayos and Shkolim. The Mefarish that has become accepted by Klal Yisrael to learn as Rashi is the Tiklin Chadatin. That's the bottom right. Tiklin Chadatin and the Mishnas Eliyahu were both written by Yisrael Mishklov, Talmud of the Grah. He also wrote the Pa'as HaShulchan. Pa'as HaShulchan is all about the mitzvah. It's like a Shulchan Aruch, all about the mitzvah Satchlius Ba'aretz. Because he said the Shulchan Aruch left it out, so the Shulchan Aruch has the set table, the Ramah has the Mapa, which is the tablecloth, and the Pa'as HaShulchan, the corner of the table that was left out, are all of these halachas. So that's what he all wrote. He wrote a few other things also. He wrote he put together the Hakdam of the Nitziv to the different Kabbalistic Svarim, but he also wrote the Tiklin Chadatin and the Mishnas Eliyahu. Tiklin Chadatin is like a Mishka Brura type of sefer, explaining, and the Mishnas Eliyahu is like a Bir Halacha type of sefer, which is the Kashas and the Terutzim and the Sugyas. So we're going to focus on the Tiklin Chadatin as we go along. Okay, so let us begin now with Masechta Shkolim. Why is Masechta Shkolim here? That's one of the more basic questions. Masechta Shkolim, as we'll see, is about Machzis HaShekel, about the mitzvah of giving a half a shekel to the Beis HaMikdash in order to provide for the Karbanas Tzibur, as we're going to talk about in a minute. It would seem that it might be more appropriate to have Shkolim in Masechas in Seder Kachim. It's all about Karbanas. It's all about connections to the Beis HaMikdash. So why is it here in Moed after Pesachim before Yuma? So if you look in the Yachanu Boaz Mishnayos, right at the beginning, of course, the Pirush Mishnayos of the Rambam, from the beginning, where the Rambam writes, why is Shkolim after Pesachim? Why? Because this is the order as it is in the Torah. Why? What's the order in the Torah? That Shkolim, which is the source of it, is the Parshas Kisisa, comes before the main Parshas HaMoedim, which we read last week in Emor. So that's why Shkolim has to come before all the Yemim Tovim, of Yuma, Sukkah, Rosh Hashanah, etc., etc. So it should even be before Shabbos and Erevin. Ask the Rambam. Shabbos and Erevin are also at the beginning of the Parshas HaMoedim, which we read last week. So Shkolim comes before that. So says the Rambam, no, Shabbos comes first. Shabbos and Erevin, which is the same, Erevin is also about Shabbos. Shabbos and Erevin come first because they're Ma'ala B'Kedusha. And once you talk about Shabbos and Erevin, then you talk about Pesachim, because Pesachim was Parshas Bo, which is earlier, and it was the first mitzvah that was given to Klal Yisrael. After that, then you speak about Shkolim, because that was chronologically given before the rest of the Moedim. And even though, says the Rambam at the end, there's a reference to all the Moedim in Parshas Mishpatim, Shalosh Regalim Tachog Li Bashana, but the main Parsha is in Emor, which is a little later. So that is why Shkolim is mentioned here. Another reason given is that Shkolim is always done at a certain time of year. That's why it fits in Seder Moed as well. That didn't belong in Kachim, which is all about generals, Zvachim, Menachas, Chulin, Bechos, Erechin, all of those are at various times of the year. Shkolim is always at a specific time of year collected, as we're going to see in the first line in a minute. And this is the Shkolim, just now getting to the Mishnah, it is a mitzvah saseh, as we're going to talk about, to give a machzis HaShekel. The Rambam writes in mitzvah saseh Kuf Ayin Aleph, mitzvah Kuf Ayin Aleph, Shesivanu Laseis machzis HaShekel Bechol Shana. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa to give a half of a shekel every year to the Beis HaMikdash. It's a mitzvah to give a half of a shekel every year. We'll talk more about that Rambam, Be'ez Hashem, a little later today. Okay, so now we start the Mishnah. Be'echad ba'adar. We're even going to have a little bit of agadah today. Believe it, the first daf in Masechta Shkolim. We'll see, we'll get there. Be'echad ba'adar, mashmian al hashkolim ba'al hakilayim. On the first day of Adar, Beis Din makes announcements about Shkolim and about Kelayim. Why Shkolim? As we will see, based on a pasuk, one of two pasukim, the karbanos from starting from Rosh Chodesh Nisan must be bought by the new money that was collected l'shem this year. Tavshin Samach Vav, it had to be money that was collected for Tavshin Samach Vav. You can't use money that was collected for last year, for this year's Karbanos. So Nisan is when the year is broken up to start. We'll see why in a minute. But that's Nisan. So Beis Din, a month before that, figures that a month before is about a good time to start collecting. It's like they speak to the dinner committee about a month before, you know, it's, you know, they have to start announcing and collecting. So that's why they do it on the first day of Adar, Mashmin al Shkolim. As a zecha to this, that's why we have Parsha Shkolim, either before the Shabbos, before Rosh Chodesh Adar, or on Rosh Chodesh Adar, the fourth on Shabbos. That is why we lay in Parsha Shkolim as a zecher to what they did Bizman HaMikdash. So Be'echad Adar Mashmin al Shkolim, but not only al Shkolim, the Mishnah adds Al HaKilayim. Think of Adar as towards the end of the winter, coming Nisan, springtime is coming, so it could be that much of people's fields were overgrown. The gardener doesn't come in the winter, right? So the field gets all overgrown. So Beis Din makes announcements, go out to your field, check that there's no kilayim has grown. If you see kilayim, you got to rip it out. So that's the second announcement Beis Din makes, al hashkalim, the al kilayim. I saw a thought Purim time this year. I said, I have to remember this for Shkalim Daf Beis. I saw it from the Astrasa Rebbe. That's what the Rebbe says. Al pidrash, mashmir al shkalim al kelayim. Ma hakesher between the two things that were mazkir. It says the Astrasa Rebbe that the Shulchan Kadosh explains, like many mafarshim, that the machzis hashekel, which is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is even though it's called shkalim, it's really machzis hashekel. We'll talk about why we call it shkalim at another time. But the Shulchan Kadosh explains that the message of Machzis HaShekel is Achdus. Every Jew feels that I'm nothing by myself. I'm only half. I'm only a Machzis HaShekel. So Shkalim is about Achdus. It's about Am Yisrael coming together. So one has to remember, though, that the Astrosa Rebbe says that, of course, we have to believe in Achdus, and we believe in Ki'ish Echad V'Lev Echad. But we have to make sure that we don't have achdus with the wrong people and with a certain type of element that could be dangerous for our neshama. Mashmin al Ashkalim! We have to balance that with ala kilayim. You have to make sure that the tarobis isn't a kilayim. You have to make sure that there aren't different groups. We're being warned to be careful. We might fall into the royal company at the beginning of Tehillim. Ashri ha'ish asher lo halach ba'atzas rishon v'derech hatam lo amod v'moshe v'leisim lo yoshev. So we have to have shkolim. We have to balance it with kilayim. That's the Asraf Zerif. Okay. So mashmir, so the first day of Adar, you announce al hashkolim v'al hakilayim. Uba chamisha asher bo, Koran is a Megillah, and now we're talking about what else happens in Adar. On the 15th day of Adar, Koran is a Megillah, Bikrachim. On the 15th day of Adar, we read the Megillah in the walled cities from the time of Mimos Yeshua ben Nun. As the Gemara writes, that there were different Yamim Tovim, different days that we keep Purim in the most cities that did not have a wall, Mimos Yeshua ben Nun, and the walled cities. Most cities read it on the 14th, and the walled cities, Mimos Yeshua ben Nun, read it on the 15th. So that's also what we do on the 15th. Why does the Mishnah mention that here? What about the 14th, which is the Ikar Adin? The Gemara will talk about it. But at least the 15th day, we read the Megillah Bikrachin. To remind you of a thought that we mentioned before Pesach this year, that is, we saw it from in the Minchas Chein Haggadah, from Rabbi Orbaum. He quotes the Keren L'David, who asks, if you look at the Psukim in the Megillah, this is a Megillah thought, but it relates to this line of the Mishnah. If you look in the Megillah, it says that Bnei Yisrael, outside of Shushan, really won the war on the 13th day of Adar. And they rested on the 14th day of Adar. And in Shushan, they won the war. The Nitzachon really happened on the 14th day of Adar. And they rested on the 15th day of Adar. So ask the Keren L'David, why do we have Purim on the 14th and the 15th, respectively? We should have it on the 13th and the 14th. Those are the days we won the war. The day we beat the enemy, the day we overcame Haman, was the 13th outside of Shushan and the 14th in Shushan. And yet, and that's based on the Pesukim in the Megillah, and yet our Purim is the following day. Our Purim is the day afterwards. So says the Keren L'David, you know why? Because the Jewish outlook and Yadus believes that we'd rather not have won the war. We'd rather not have needed the war. That's not what we celebrate. The ultimate purpose of a Jew is to have shalva and menuchas nefesh, to serve Hashem, right? To rest. So really what we celebrate is not the commemoration of winning the war, but the fact that we're home now and we could be an Ovid Hashem, not on the battlefield. That's what we say. And that's why the Yom Tov is the 14th or the 15th, which is the day after the war was won in both places. That's what he says. Ki anachnu im b'nei Yisrael in kavanoseinu la'asos b'chama v'krav neged soneinu l'hisparba. That's not the ultimate purpose. Ki zeh Yerushal ha'esa. That's Esa. Al char b'chatichya. That's not what we believe. If we have to defy, we have to defend ourselves. We always have to fight because of self-defense. But ina nitzachon tachlis ha'mechuvan v'chol ikr kavanoseinu v'tachlis li'os lana menucha la'ava u'das Hashem. And that's why the Iker Simcha is Yom HaMenucha, right? Similar to why we don't say Shira when the Mitzrayim are drowning in the Yam Suf. But that is a message why Tesvav is the day in the Krachim and not Yudalit. Even though if you look in the Megillah, Yudalit is the day. Okay, so the first day of Adar, we announce about the Shkalamen and the Kelayim. On the 15th day, we read the Megillah. Umisakhan, what else do we do by the 15th? We fix up the roads that have been washed out over the winter. Remember, Adar is towards the end of the winter, and they didn't have paved roads in those days. It was all muddy. And in a few weeks from now, the Oli Regalim are going to be traveling. There will be millions of Jews using these roads. You have to prepare. So it's very similar. Lahavdil, when a city gets the Olympics, you prepare for years and months, and the city's going to be totally full. So Yishlayim was totally full, three times a year. It's totally full, so you have to at least prepare the roads getting there. You know, people to not have paved roads. So Mizdakad Esadrachim, so the 50th day of Adar, which is a month before Pesach, they used to pave the roads. The Esar, there's a Tiklin Chatin we have to see, but first let's finish the Mishnah. The Esar Rechovos, and the other types of roads. Ves Mikvas Hamayim, and all the Mikvos. And the Mikvos like we have, they had outdoor Mikvos. So a lot of Mikvos might have gotten ruined over the winter, the osin called Tzarchei Arabim, and any public need that needed to be taken care of, they did. Umitzainin esakvaros, also the cemeteries, which might have lost their markings. We had to fix up the kvaros so that a kohen knows not to go there. They have to make sure the kvaros are clearly marked so that there's no tumas ohel issue. And finally, the yotzin af al halkilayim. The first day of Adar, Bezdin starts making announcements about Kilayim. On the 15th day of Adar, 2 weeks later, Bezdin sends out people to go see if B'nai Yisrael did take out the Kilayim, and if they didn't, Bezdin themselves takes the law into their own hands. And they start going and ripping out some Kilayim from your field to give you a little help in this halach. Okay. There's a Tiklun Chadatin here that quotes, why do we fix up the roads? If you look at the sixth line or so of the Tiklun Chadatin, he quotes two pshatim. Why do we fix up the roads? Number one, he says, Bishvil Oli Regalim, because of the Oli Regal, as I mentioned. Inami Bishvil HaGolim La'are Miklat. Or, second group of people who are going to be on the road, the people who killed the Shogig, and they're going to the Are Miklat. Kiddichziv, as the Pasuk says, Tachin L'chaderach, prepare for them a road. Two pshatim of the Tiklun Chadatin. There is discussion in the Gemara. There's a special halacha that we have to set up signs for the Ari Miklat, where the Ari Miklat are in Eretz Yisrael. Set up signs this way, these are the three on this side, these are the three on that side. We have to set up signs where the Ari Miklat were. There is no such halacha to set up signs for the Olei Regalim. Why is that? Why is there only a halacha to set up signs for the Ari Miklat, for the people running to the Ari Miklat and not for the Olei Regalim? So some say this is a murderer, Bishogeg. You don't want to have anything to do with him. Right? You don't want to, it's dangerous. But there might be a more positive reason, not just you don't want to have anything to do with him. So I saw this in the Irving Bunim Pirkei Avos, which is an amazing Pirkei Avos. You ever want to take Pirkei Avos over the summer? It's in English. It's a real beautiful set. He's saying the Hakdami, he was close to Rav Aaron Kotler. He has a commentary on Pirkei Avos. So he writes there on the Mishnah of Yossi ben Yochanan Ish Yerushalayim Yibesh HaPasuach L'Rvachah. So he asks this question and he says, no, there's a positive reason. You want people to have to come into your house to ask directions. You want to spread Machaknas's Archim. You want people, oh, you don't know, come in, have a seat, have a drink. You want to spread Achaknas's Archim. So Bedavka Chazal did not give us the halacha, and the Torah didn't give us the halacha of putting up signs for the Oli Regalim, so people have to ask directions. Right, some people say, I'm not going to ask anyway, I'm going to figure it out. No, but the point of the halacha is that to go and to ask for directions to breed achdus. He even says, an amazing ha'ara, he says, who says this Mishnah about Yibesh HaPasuach L'Rvacha, Yishudu Achras HaZarachim? It says, Yossi ben Yochanan Ish Yerushalayim. Dafka Ish Yerushalayim, imagine the Achras HaZarachim that had to be done Bizman Oli Begolim. The hotels were full, millions of Jews are converging on Yerushalayim. They must have need to have a certain attitude. They must have need a chizuk. Sometimes there are bottom in Yerushalayim. Must have had to give. You know, Achnas Es Archim. It's amazing mitzvah. You got to open your home because you had to. There was no other choice. So Davka Yosef and Yochanan Ish Yerushalayim said in Perkei Avos, Yibesh HaPasuach L'Rvacha. And that's another reason why we don't have the signs only for the Ari Miklat and not for the Oli Regal. Says the Gemara. Why do we start making announcements about the Shkolim on the first day of Adar? So that B'nai Yisrael send their Shkolim, bring their Shkolim in their right time. So that the Trumas Halishka, which is the gathered Shkolim, can be taken when the Kohen goes in on the first day of Nisan to go take money from there for the new Karbanos brought in the following year, so he could take from the new Shkolim. So that is why we have it on the first day of. That's what we started a month earlier. So by the time a month later comes about, we'll be able to have money there. The Mishnah Saliyo here, the bottom left, quotes the Gemara. This is also again Rabbi Shlomo Mishklov. He quotes from the Gemara in Megillah, the Bavli in Megillah, which is a different reason why the Shkolim are collected now, and that is Api Drash. You look at the second line of the Mishnah Eliyo. Amar Eish Lakish, Goli V'Yadua L'Fnei Misha Amar V'Hayah Olam. It was revealed in front of Hashem, Sha'asid Haman Lishkol Shekleim Al Yisrael, that Haman Arasha was going to make his own Shkolim to try to. The whole Purim story happened with Shkolim. L'Fichach Hikdim Shekleim L'Shkolah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Be Makdim. Your Shkolim before his Shkolim. Right, so that's why we have another reason why we have Shkolim earlier. This explains, he says, why it's the first day of Adar. Because we want to beat Haman Shkolim. We want to beat Haman Shkolim, so that's why our Shkolim come from the first day of Adar, while his Shkolim aren't until the 14th day. Okay, that's what a second reason, Al Pidrash, why we have our Shkolim, then. Says the Gemara, Umar, Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak, Marin Yushalmi is Omar. So Mar, Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak says, Trumas Halishka Kitchilasa. Why is it done on the, where's the source of Rosh Chodesh Nisan? Now we know, we collect from Rosh Chodesh Adar, so we have a month, so the new season starts Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's when the new Karbanos have to be brought from the new money. So how do you know that? You know that Kitchilasa, because the first time Klal Yisrael collected money for the Mishkan, they also did it. And the Truma, the taking out of the gathered money, was done on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Dichsev, as it says in Sefer Shmos, Vayhi b'chodesh harishon, b'shana hashenis b'echad l'chodesh, ukam ha-mishkan. In the first month, on the first day. So you see, the Mishkan was put up on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, v'tani Allah, and we have a brisa related to that, b'yom shehukam ha-mishkan, bo b'yom nisrim ha-truma. And that was the day they put up the Mishkan, was the day they went in to take money for the new Karbanos. So just like that happened the first time in history, so too it happens now. A second possibility, Rav Tevi and Rav Yoshia said in the name of Rav Kahana, Namer kan chadshe v'namer lahalan chadshe. It's like Zera Shava. Ma chadshe shenamer lahalan ein monin ele mi Nisan. Just like chadshe hashana over there in a different place means from Nisan, av chadshe shenamer kan ein monin ele mi Nisan. So to the chadashin that it says here by Shkalim also means from Nisan. So that's a second pasuk, which might be the makar, that you start with Nisan. Rabbi Yonah, Shavak Rav Tevi Rosha de Masnisa v'amar Sofa. Rabbi Yonah says, there are some Amoram that only appear in the Yerushalmi. Rabbi Yonah is more, does come up sometimes in Bavli, but he's more common in the Yerushalmi. Says Rabbi Yonah, Rav Tevi left out the beginning of the Brisa. He only quoted the last two lines of the Brisa. Rav Tevi was the second possibility, he just quoted this second one. Why didn't he quote the whole Brisa? Let me quote the whole Brisa. And the Bach changes the Grud changes the next three words. Girsos are a serious issue in Shkolim. You'll see there's a lot of parentheses and brackets, a lot going on in Shkolim. So we'll try to do the best we can. So the Grud changes the next three words to Lo Kein Tani. Lo Kein Tani, doesn't it say, the whole Braisa says, Zos Olas Cholish Bechadsho. This is the carbon of the month in its month. Yochol Yehitarim B'kol Chodesh V'chodesh. You might think that you have to take off Trumas Halishka every month for that month. Tamalomer, no, you don't have to take it off every month. Bechadsho L'chadshei. In its month, for all the months. Bechodesh Echad Hu Toreim L'chol Chadshei Hashana. For one, in one month, you take off for all the months. Yochol Be'ezah Chodesh Ayir. So you might think, once we know that it's one month, which month, you might think you could choose whatever Bezin decides. Let's say they start announcing, so Let's say Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, they have enough money, so you start then. So the halach is no, you can't shoes. This is the end of the brisa which Rav Tevi quoted. Nemar kan chachi, v'nemar lahalon chachi, lachachi shnemar lahalon ein monin ela minisan, af chachi shnemar kan ein monin ela minisan. So that's why ended up being two sources how we know that the shkalim, the new shkalim, must start at Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Working backwards, that's why we have to start announcing a month before. Period. Yeah. The first part didn't add, but he just quotes that this is the background. Right, he gave you the punchline anyway, but he just wanted to show you maybe there was a Havamina even every month. Maybe there's a certain type of set of carbonates of every month. There was a Havamina have to be from its own set to be collected every month. Taking a new truma every month, which the Gemara says does not have to be done. Two dots. Mahu mashmien. What does the pashas of this question is? What does the word mashmian mean? You find some of the mafreshim on the side here quote that mashmian in Tanakh sometimes means to gather. Shmuel gathered the nation. So, what does mashmian here mean? To gather or to announce? That's the pashas of the question. We'll see in a minute in the Bach. He quotes another pshat. Rav Huna Amar Machrizin. Rav Huna says it means to announce. Heich Madat Omar, like it says the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, Vayitnu Kol Yehuda Yerushalayim. They put out the coal in Yehuda and in Yerushalayim. The Bach notes that the pasuk doesn't really answer the question. How do you know Mashmian means to announce? It goes a pasuk where the word Mashmian does not appear. So the Bach says, I don't think that's the question of the Gemara. So the Bach quotes from the Rush, who thinks the question of the Gemara is no. How do you know that for this mitzvah you make announcements? Because what other mitzvah does Beis Din give chizuk to people? You know, a month before Sukkot, go buy your lulavs. Make sure you have your right. Go buy what? You need other karbanos also. You need animals. Forget money. So do they make announcements about any other mitzvahs I say? Is the only mitzvahs I say that Beis Din announces that Bnei Yisrael shouldn't forget? How do you know that you should do that? Mao mashmin. So that's the answer. So you see, because it was done in Divrei Hayamim, they made announcements for this. So they did it earlier in history, so we do it as well. That's the Shakla Vitari here. Tamon Taninon. As if it says Tanan Hasam. Tamon Taninon. It says over there, Ein Bain. All the Ein Bains in Mesechus Megillah. Ein Bain Adar Rishon La'adar Sheini El Mikra Megillah Matanus Lav Yon. What's the difference if you have two Adars? Bezer was Ma'abar the Shana, and they added on another Adar. What's the difference between the first and the second Adar? The difference is, says the Mishnah, Megillah and Matanos Lav Yonim. Matanos Lav Yonim always goes with Megillah. So those mitzvos occur in the second Adar. As the Gemara says in the Megillah, Kedei Lismuch Geula LeGeula. You want to put the Geula of Purim close to the Geula of Pesach. So that is why we do them in the second Adar. Right? That overrides Zriza Makdim LeMitzvahs. You might have thought if you have two Adars, do the mitzvahs in the first Adar. There is a Tana that says that. But we don't say that. We say, no, we don't say Zriza Makdim LeMitzvahs there. So that is the Mishnah. Rav Simon B'Shem Rav Shua Ben Levi, Rav Shua Ben Levi adds, Af Shimu Ashkalim V'Kilayim B'Nehem. There are Mishnah's halachas of what you do on Rosh Chodesh Adar. That also, if there are two Adars, you do that in the second Adar, not in the first Adar. You don't make announcements for Shkalim in the first Adar. Why? Let's continue. Rabbi Chelbo, Rav Huna, the next line is taken out by a number of the Mefarshim on the side. We'll just read it. Rabbi Chelbo, Rav Huna, Rav B'Shem, Rabbi Chiya Rabba, HaKol Yotze B'Yadal Shuzman Kriyasa. That line really belongs on Amid Beis. So we'll get back to that line on Amid Beis. So Amar, Rav Yossi, V'Yaus. I agree with Rabbi Shua ben Levi. In other words, I agree that you only announce for the Shkalim and the Kilayim in the second Adar, on Rosh Chodesh Adar Beis. Why? Why does that make sense? Klum Amru Mashmin al Shkalim. What's the whole reason anyway why you make announcements for Shkalim? Lo Kedesha Yaviu Yisrael Shekleb Onasan. Isn't it so that Bnei Yisrael bring the Shkalim in the proper time? Imat, and we can really relate to this. Imat Amar Ba'adar Rishon. If you make the announcements at Adar Rishon and you're giving them 2 months, what are people going to say? They're going to get an envelope. They're going to see, oh yeah, 2 months. Oh, 2 months? I got plenty of time, you know, don't worry about it, don't bother me now. Call me back in a few weeks. So says the Gemara, it's not going to work. If you make announcements for Chodesh Adar Rishon and they know they have 2 months to get the Shkalim in, you know, it's like sending out ads 3 weeks before the dinner. It's not going to happen. Okay, give me a few days. Give me very close by. So that's going to happen. It's exactly what I'm saying in the Gemara. Imat Amar Ba'adar Rishon Ad Kadun Is Pishata Shisan Yomin. There are 60 days until you need the money. So that's why it makes sense only 30 days before you start making the announcements, because then people are going to take it seriously. If it's too early, people aren't going to take it seriously. And the same thing with Kelayim. We know 2 weeks after the announcement of Kelayim, Bezin is going to go out and start ripping out your own Kelayim if you haven't done it yourself. So if you make the announcement, why would they marry the Chodesh anyway? It must be because things haven't grown yet. And Pesach has to be in Chodesh Aviv. So the whole purpose of the Kelayim issue also is not going to work if you do it in the first Adar. Because you're going to make the announcements for Chodesh Adar, 2 weeks later things aren't going to grow yet. They're still going to be small. They're not going to be big enough to uproot. So that also makes sense. Klum Amru Yotzin Afala Kelayim Lo Kadeshi Tzmachin Yitkarin. Though you make the announcements of Kelayim when the Tzmachin, when the growths are recognizable, they can be ripped out by people. Im Omer At Va'adar Harishon. So if you say you're going to make an Adar Harishon, Ad Kadun Inun Dekikin. They're very small, the plants. So it's not going to work. So that is why it makes sense to say that these two halachos also apply to Adar Sheni. Rav Chizkiah went to the base measure and asked the question. The Tikkun Chavitin says that really Rav Chizkiah knew the halacha. He believed in what he's about to say. He just wanted to know if anybody else agreed with him. But he was asking a question. He knew the answer. But really he was just saying, does anybody agree with me what I believe? Rav Chizkiah Sha'al Me'ata. If it's true that we have to collect the shkalim so that we can have the money by Rosh Chodesh Nisan, B'nei Bavel. So what about the people who live very far away? The people who live all the way in Bavel. Mashmin al shkalim me rosho shal choref. You should have to start announcing shkalim 5 months in the middle of the winter. Because by the time it takes them a long time to get the shkalim to the Beis HaMikdash. If you want everybody's shkalim to get to the Beis HaMikdash by Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so that when Bezdin, when the Kohen, takes money out from the Trumas HaLishka on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, he's taking money on behalf of all Klal Yisrael, so, and you want them to be able to have send it by then, so you have to start announcing shkalim there months before. So that's Rabbi Chizkiah's din. That B'nai Bavel, he holds, you have to start making announcements way before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Months before. Hasib Reb Ula Kumei Rabbi Mana. Reb Ula asked. Hasib is like Meisve. Reb Ula said no. Kumei in front of Rabbi Mana. No, that's not true. You don't have to start asking for the people who live far away way before. You know why? Because v'hataninan, the Mishnah says, later on in Shkalim, as we'll see it in Parak Gimel, b'shlosha prakim b'shona tarmenes alushka. Really, the Kohen went into the collection boxes. There were three different barrels. There were three different barrels. Oh, actually, we'll get to how many barrels there were. There were three times of year where the Kohen went in to take money for the new karbanos. He went in v'prosa Pesach. 2 weeks before pros means half a month. Pros. Pros at Pesach, 2 weeks before Pesach, he went in. That's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That was the first time he went in. But pros Aseres, 2 weeks before Shavuos. But pros Achad, 2 weeks before Sukkos. Really, he went in three times. Why would he have gone in three times? Why didn't he just go in the first time? It must be, says Rabbi Ula, that the first time, not all the money was there yet. Not all the money was there yet, and you want everybody to have a chaluk of the carbon of Sibur. So that's why he went in before Shavuos and Sukkos also. By that time, even the people who live far away, their shkalim were there, and the Kohen taking it out is on behalf of the latecomers. Which shows you that you didn't start making the announcements much earlier, so that everybody's shkalim were there by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Everybody had Rosh Chodesh Adar, and some got there late. Isn't that why there were three times? So Amalei, Lo Neymer, Elaine, the Craven. So don't we say, Elon the Craven, Beprosa Pesach, these that came, that live close by, they were taken on behalf of them, the one 2 weeks before Pesach. Elon the Dechukin, Rechokin, those that were a little farther, Beprosa Tzeres, those get Yotzei with the one that's 2 weeks before Pesach. Elon the Rechokin, Minhon, those who were very far, Beprosa Chag. Right, so against Rabbi Chizkiah. Rabbi Chizkiah, I don't think that you have to make announcements in the middle of the winter out in Bavel. Why, or else why would you need three times? Why would the Kohen be termed three times if it was all there by Rosh Chodesh Nisan? So Amalei, Rabbi Chizkiah says, that's not a kasha on me. Kula ka'achas hiba. Really, all of them were there by Rosh Chodesh Nisan, meaning you had to make announcements in Bavel months before, in the middle of the Choref. So therefore, why did he go in three times then? If everything was there by Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so why did he go in three times? Kedei lasos pumbi ladavar. To make it a public. It's a pirsum. You know, you want to publicize this mitzvah. So that is why he goes in three different times. Even though all the money was there already. There is, I saw, and this in a Gemara that I have, it's by Rabbi Well in Lakewood. This is one of the classical Gemaras that was put together on Shkalim. So he has a commentary, Pesher Dover, in the middle of this Gemara. So he quotes there an idea from the Megillas Tainus. based on another Rambam. He says, "What? Why do you dafka need, you know, pirsum hanes? Pirsum by this mitzvah? Why, you want to publicize every mitzvah? Why dafka this mitzvah?" So if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Pidyon Musafin, there's a parallel by the Ketziras HaOmer. When Beis Din went down the night after the first day of Pesach to cut the Omer, they did it with fanfare. All the cities came to watch them cut the Omer. They're going to be makriv the next day. The Mishnayos and Menachos describe tremendous publicity here. Why are we making such a big deal by the Ketziras HaOmer? So what does the Gemara there say? And the Rambam quotes in the Aratil Chesfidin and Musafin, Mipnei Elu Hatoim, Sheyatsu Michlal Yisrael, Bevayisheni. Why? Because of the Stukim. Because the Stukim say, who say Mimachras HaShabbos is literal, Shavuos is always on a Sunday. So because of that, we dafka want to show when our Karbana Omer starts. Tzvias HaOmer starts whatever day it is. That's why we do it in a very public way. So we know, Mimachras HaShabbos, we have our Mesorah, that it means the day after the first day of Pesach. That's why the Ketziras HaOmer is done in such a public way. So here he quotes a Megillas Tainus, where the Tzdukim, I don't know why they said this, but basically, Tzdukim Omrim, Mevin Tamid Bishel Yachid. The Tzdukim said, oh, this carbon is brought on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael? No! It's brought on behalf of a couple of individuals. The Kohanim are using their own money. They're not taking money from all of Klal Yisrael. So when we had our power, maybe that's why he suggests we did it bapumbi. We did it also similar to the Ksiris HaOmer. We do it in public so that the Tzdukim realize we're going in there and we're taking the money on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. We're doing it dafka to be motzi from the Tzdukim.
So if somebody was late, they
accept it? So if somebody was after Sukkos, let's say, that's the latest.
Oh, so you could be after...
You could be, according to what we paskin, we don't paskin like Rabbi... I don't think we paskin like Rabbi Chizkiya. I think we paskin that you don't make the announcements even earlier, and when it gets there late, it's okay. Beis Din, we're going to learn later, Beis Din has in mind the shkalim that are already on the way. And even if he didn't send it yet, Beis Din already has you in mind. But it says here that they didn't make announcements before Rosh Chodesh Adar. Okay. Okay, here's the Agadata that we promised. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pasi B'Shem Rebbe. So it's not a full story, but a little bit. So Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pasi said in the name of Rebbe, we were just talking about how Klal Yisrael, if they would have been told 2 months before, they wouldn't have sent the money. Right? They wouldn't have sent the money. It would have been too early. So says the Gemara, hey, Nikra v'lo nivas, how could you read the following psukim and not be scared and not tremble? Litova, when Bnei Yisrael are getting together for something good, it says, kol nidiv leiv. Right? And every nidiv leiv gave to the Mishkan. Everybody who was uplifted of heart. Right, only a certain type of people. Lara, for bad when it came to the Egel, by his parku kol ha'am b'chulu. Everybody was ready to give to a bad cause. Achmana l'tzlan. Latova, when it comes to something good, Moshe Rabbeinu was taking them out to Har Sinai to get the Torah. Vayotze Moshe sa'am. Moshe had to bring out the people. He had to convince them to come out. Lara, when Moshe Rabbeinu was describing the Meraglim, vatikruvun like kulchem, they came by themselves. Litova, singing about good, Oz Yasher Moshe B'nai Yisrael, as if Moshe Rabbeinu had to inspire B'nai Yisrael to start singing. Lara, Batisa Kol Ha'eda, the whole Eda cried by the Meraglim. The whole Eda cried, even without any inspiration. Number three might have been by the Eikel, I'm sorry, the earlier one. Amar B'chia Bar Abba, number four, Achein Hishkimu Hishchisu. Another pasuk, they got up early and they had they acted in a destructive way. V'kol hashchasa shahayu osin b'hashkama hayu osin osa. Every hashchasa, every destructive path that they did, they always did it early. When Bnei Yisrael went off the derech, they did it early in the morning. So you have these four psukim that talk about we should rather try to use our kochos for the good, even though sometimes in history we might have been more into the lara more than the latova. The last one here talks about the hashkama, like doing mitzvahs or doing things by hashkama. There is a thought from the Shemen Atov that I might have mentioned a couple years ago. That is the Rashi in Parshas Balak, where the pasuk says there, "Vayakam Bilam baboker." Bilam got up early in the morning. Vayachvosh es asono, and he saddled his donkey and he went to Sari Moab to go on to curse the Jews. So Rashi quotes here. Mikansha sinema kalkelas as a shura. You see here that hatred makes you do things that are unusual. Shechavash is huatzmo. Bilam was a very chashuv individual. Bilam was a prince. He was a king. Yet he saddled his own donkey. Why did he saddle his own donkey? Because he was into it. He was excited to go do what he wanted to do to the Jews. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Russia, kvar kadamcha avram avihem. Avram Avinu was one step ahead of you. He did it before you. Shenemar, Vayashkim Avram Aboker, Vayachamosh Chamora. Right, he got up early and he saddled his donkey. So what does it mean? Avram's better than you. Krakadamcha Avraham. Why is that better? They both did it. Avram did it and he did it. So says the Shem and Atov, no, the point is that Bilam did it and it was his natural inclination to do it. He wanted to curse the Jews and he went and cursed the Jews. So it wasn't hard for him to get up early in the morning. To get up early in the morning when we have an early morning flight to go on vacation, it's not so hard. Because it's natural for us. We want to do that. Avram Avinu, though, what does it mean? Krakadamcha is one step better? Because the Avram Avinu's Vayashkim Avraham, that was against his nature. He was going to kill his son. Vayashkim Avraham Avokah, but he still got up early. That's why his Hashkam is better, because it was against his nature. Sometimes it's against our nature to get up early and learn. It's not natural. It's natural to stay and sleep more. Right? Especially, why else do they have a snooze button? Right? Why else was that Nivra? The answer is it's not natural to get up early and come learn. We're acting like Avram Avinu when we get up early and we come to the base medicine and learn. Vayashkim Avraham Avokah, we're doing our little Akedah. In a little minor sense, we're sacrificing. Says Dafka, we're better than Bilam, because it's against our nature to do that. And Krakadamcha, Avraham Avinu. Okay, so I didn't mention it, but the last pasuk which said that achin hishkimu hishchisu, meaning everybody was mushchas, and with us we only have the limited halacha of zrizim atim lemitzvahs. The zrizim get up early, but not everybody. Okay, so those are four psukim which we're supposed to be scared when we read them. Amar b'Abba bar Acha, ina toyachol lamar al ofi shalumazu. Great line. You can't figure out the Jews. And you can't figure out the ofi, the nature of the Jews. Why? Nitzvon la'egal v'nosnin. There's a collection going around for the egal. They give money. They send checks. Nitzvon la'mishkan v'nosnin. And then the dava for the mishkan. Oh, they also send checks. Right? What's going on with this? They go back and forth. So I saw the shame of Nachum Zemba. Nachum Zemba said, no, that's the point of a Jew. The point of a Jew is that they stoop to such low levels of the egal. They give terrible the egal, connected to Avodah Zarah. And mamish from the depths, they could already have a mishkan. The koach of tshuva that they could give, they didn't nitvoin. But look, then when they get back on track and they're ready for the mishkan, says they could do it. That's the koach of a Jew. We can't figure out a Jew, but that's what it is. Ein adiyach lamod avofi shlomuzu. Tani Rav Yosi bar Chanina had the masnisa v'yisisa kapores zahav tahor. Similar, this fits to Rav Nachum Zeb's chiddush. The pasuk says you should make the kapores, the cover of the aron, in pure gold. Yavo zav shel kapores v'yachaper al zav shel egel. The gold of the kapores comes and is bechaper for the zav of the egel. As many of the midrashim write, how the mishkan is a kapara, assuming that it happened in that order. That's what the Ramban says. The mishkan was a kapara for the maaseh ha'egel. So that is what the psukim talk about. Rabbi Chagai b'shem Rav Shmuel bar Nachman shalosh shrumos ne'emru b'parsha zos. There were three shrumos. If you look at the beginning of parsha's shruma, the word shruma appears three times, and that's meant to teach me that there were three collections that took place then. Shrumas adonim, a collection to buy the sockets that went on the bottom of the krushim of the boards. The shruma shkalim, the shruma for shkalim that we're talking about in this pesachta. That money was used to buy carbon sibur, the truma samishkan, and the truma that was for the general beda kabayis, the upkeep of the mishkan. Daber, where are those three trumas? Daber b'nei Yisrael v'yichuli truma. That's one. Zu trumas adonim. That's the truma of the adonim. Meis kol ishei dvenu libo tikuras truma si. Zu truma shkalim. So that second word truma is referring to truma shkalim. How do you know that shkalim? The Tiklan Chazan points out truma si. My truma. That's like my karbanos. What a Kaddish Baruch Hu gets out of the mishkan are the karbanos. There's a karbani lachmi liishai. Kaviyachol it's Hashem's. Hashem's part of the Mishkan, the Hana that he gets, is from the Karbanos. So that's how you know here it says Truma Si, that's how you know that's referring to the Shkalim, which were used for the Karbanos. The Zos HaTruma, Asher Tichu Meitam, the final word of Truma in the Parsha, Zu Trumas HaMishkan, that's the general Trumas HaMishkan that was collected for the upkeep of the Mishkan. And now a couple of halachas about these three collections. Trumas HaMishkan, La Mishkan, Mashi Yirtu Yasu. Trumas HaMishkan was used for whatever was needed in the Mishkan. Trumas shkalim lekarbon. Trumas shkalim was used for karbanos, as we said, the new karbanos. Masha yirtzu yasu, and any kind of carbon could be brought. Kadeshi yad kulon shaveh, but everybody had to bring an equal amount for the trumas shkalim. Everybody had an equal amount, even if everybody decided that it was going to be more than a machtas a shekel, but everybody had to bring an equal amount because that was also used for the census. Trumas Adonim La Adonim. The Trumas Adonim was used for the Adonim, for the sockets. And regarding that, He'osher Lo Yarbe V'Hada Lo Yamet. That's when the Pasuk says that you have to give exactly this amount, because the Adonim are cost a certain amount, and that's as much as you have to give, and that's all that we need. So that is why, by regarding that Truma, He'osher Lo Yarbe V'Hada Lo Yamet. The rich can't give more, and the poor can't give less. Rebbe Abon, Parsha Azos, and Rebbe Gimel Trumos. Also, in the Machtos HaShekel Parsha, in Kisisa, not just in Truma, it also says Truma three times. Machtos HaShekel Truma LaShem, Yitein Trumas HaShem, Laseis Es Trumas HaShem. Period. There is a big discussion in the Rishonim. This is, I'll allude to this now, I'll ask the question, and then we'll see if we have a chance to get to the answer. The Rambam, as I mentioned at the beginning of the shiur, counts one Mitzvah Aseh for Shkolim, to give Machtos HaShekel. The Ramban ala Torah, the beginning of Kisisa, wonders why there is no Losa Aseh counted. The Ramban counts a separate Isser Da'oraisa, He'osher Lo Yarbe V'Hada Lo Yamet, exactly the pasuk that we just had in the Gemara. And he is bothered by the other Rishonim who don't count this as a separate Aveira. He'osher Lo Yarbe V'Hada Lo Yamet. Why isn't that counted as a separate Aveira? That's the Ramban's kasha. V'ra'isi L'Bal HaLachos U'L'Chol HaMonim HaMitzvah Shlo Eskiro Lavzeh. And I don't know why. Suggests Rav Asher Weiss, the Minchas Asher, in his Sefer on Parshas Kisisa, he says, I think I know. Based on another question, the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Shkolim writes, Mitzvah Zayim HaTorah, Litein Kolish B'Yisrael, Machtos HaShekel. Everybody has to give Machtos HaShekel. Afilu Oni HaMisparnis B'Natztaka Chayiv. Even an Oni who gets supported by Tztaka, he has to give Machtos HaShekel. V'Shoa Me'achera, Mocher Ksut, he has to sell the shirt off his back to get the Machtos HaShekel. Shenemar, He'osher Lo Yarbe V'Hada Lo Yamet. He has to make sure that he gives the Machtos HaShekel. Ask Rav Asher Weiss, why do you have to sell the shirt off your back for this mitzvah? We mentioned before that we mentioned twice in Arvei Pesachim that by mitzvahs of Pirsumei Niso, you have to sell the shirt off your back. Dalet Kosos, Chanukah, and Megillah. So Dalet Kosos, Chanukah, and Megillah. Right, so those three. So there you understand, because you have to get the result of Pirsumei Niso. So why over here, Machzis HaShekel, you have to sell the shirt off your back? There's a limit. You don't have to sell the shirt off your back for a lulav or for a shofar, so why dafka here? Why? What? That's not a mitzvah for Pirsumei Niso. Says Rav Asher Weiss, that's exactly what the Rambam is saying. The way he understands of He'osher Lo Yarbe V'Hada Lo Yamet, the Rambam understands that that is a maximizing the mitzvah itself. That's a lot to say that there's a mitzvah aseh, and there's no excuses. He'osher Lo Yarbe V'Hada Lo Yamet. That's exactly Mefurish in the Gemara, in the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? It's a mitzvah to give shkolim. And even an ani has to give shkolim. Shenemar He'osher Lo Yarbe V'Hada Lo Yamet. So that's why the Rambam doesn't count it as a separate mitzvah. Answers the Ramban's kasha. Because the Rambam understands that just as a lav that's being mechazek the aseh. It's not a separate lav, it's just to tell you how far this aseh goes. There are other examples, not for now, where you find that sometimes the Torah will say a los aseh next to an aseh, just to for the los aseh to be mechazek the aseh. Hopefully we have time, we'll talk about other examples. But that's how Rashi Weiss answers why the pasuk that our Gemara just quoted, Ha'asher Lo Yarbe V'Hada Lo Yamet, is not counted separately by the Rambam and the other Monia Mitzvahs, though the Ramban thinks it is a separate Aveira. Okay, two dots. B'teshvav bo, according to Megillah Krachin, we mentioned that on the 15th day of Adar, you read the Megillah in the walled cities, Mimos Yeshua bin Nun. So says the Gemara, Lokein Amar Bichelbo, Rav Huna, Rav Mishum, Rav Chia, Rabba. Don't we have this statement by Rav Chelbo, who says, Hakol Yotzin B'Yudal Shuzman Kriyasa, that really, b'di'evet, everybody can be yosi on the 14th. If somebody is chayv on the 15th, really read on the 14th, Rabbi Chabal says you can be yosi b'di'evet. So why does the Mishnah focus on the 15th? Why does it say the 14th? Why doesn't it say the 14th? Or you could ask it in an even more basic way. Most of Chal Yisrael reads it on the 14th. So why doesn't it say that, halacha? So says the Gemara, no. Lo ba elo lametcha shekal mitzvah sanogos by the sheni in anogos by the rishon. What's this answer? The Tiklan Chadin explains there are really two steps. The Mishnah is interested in quoting all the halachos that have to do with Adar Beis. Adar Beis, so all these things happen in Adar Beis. As we mentioned, it makes sense to do it in Adar Beis. Once we're quoting the whole set of halachos, and we're quoting the halachos that happen on the 15th, we just throw in the Megillah on the 15th as well. We don't want to say a separate, the 14th is this, the 15th is that. We just want to say what happens on the 15th day, so we say Megillah can be read here too. But of course, it can be read on the 14th, and that's even the main reading is on the 14th. Rabbi Yossi, Rav Acha, the Yasvin, they were sitting, I'm Rabbi Yossi, the Rav Acha. Rabbi Yossi said, Rav Acha, lo mistaver elo l'sha'avar, avo lavo lo. Difficult line to know, and there are different Gersos issues. The way that, the Tiklan Chatin explains it is that, we have this statement of Rabbi Chelbo, that if you read it on the 14th, you're Yotze. If you were supposed to write it instead of the 15th. So what's the case here? Says Rabbi Chelbo, it must be that you read it on the 14th. The chiddush of Rabbi Chelbo is that you read it on the 14th, and now the 15th is staring at you, it's coming up, and he's saying you don't have to read it on the 15th, because you already read it on the 14th. Because what's the other case that he could be talking about? You read it on the 14th, and now it's the 16th? So what's your choice? You missed it. So he can't be talking about the case where you already missed it. It must be telling you a chiddush l'chadchila, l'haba. So that must be the chiddush of Rabbi Chelbo. That if somebody who was supposed to read it on the 15th read it on the 14th, so now he does not have to read it on the 15th because he was already yotze. And if that's really his halacha, I have a kasha. The ha tani says in the brisa, makib shenagu l'grosa shnei yamim, korona sa shnei yamim. If you have a case that's suffik, you're not sure if this was a walled city, you'll see Yeshua ben Nun or not, you have to read it both days. One second, according to Rabbi Chelbo, once you read it on the 14th, you're yotze. So why should you have to read it on both days? Just read it on the 14th, you're already yotze. So answers the Gemara, Amalei. So Rav Acha says, Afana Savarkei. No, I have a good answer for you. He doesn't give the answer though. He just says, I have a good answer for you. So Amar Bimana, Vios. Rav Mana comes in and saves the day. He says, Vios, no, I know. I'll explain the answer. Ilam Ishikarya biyudalid, Chose Vakarya betezvav, Shema ein shomin lo. Imata Omerke, Nimses okers van krachem biyadcha. Says Rabbi Mana, there's a big difference. In the case of the Kasha, if a city, which you don't know what day it's supposed to read, so you're always going to read it on the 14th, and the whole din of reading on the 15th is going to be forgotten. It's going to be totally uprooted in the city. This city might have a chiv to read on the 15th. What was Rabbi Chelbo talking about? In a case of one individual, one time, he by mistake read it on the 14th. So we'll say Yotze! You don't have to read it on the 15th. But it's not for always. It's not a din that's going to apply year in and year out. So that is why he says that it's not a kasha. Tani, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, mitzvahs are nogos v'adar sheni, and nogos v'adar rishon. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, all the mitzvahs are only noeg in hadar sheni. Chutz, except for mehespid v'tainis, shein shavin b'zeh o'bazeh. Except for hespid v'tainis, adar rishon also, the yudalad and tesvav of adar rishon, you're not allowed to give hespedim or fast. Rabbi Ba, Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shem Rav, Rav Simon b'shem Rav Yeshua ben Levi, all these people say, halacha kereshbag. The Lachas Rav Shimon Gamliel, that no hesped or tainis on the first others in the first other either. Rav Huna, Rabba de Tziporin Amar, Hinig Rav Chanina, but Tziporin Ka'ad Adar Shigamliel. Rav Huna says that Rabbi Chanina was no hag like Rav Shimon Gamliel in Tzipori. Lo Amar Lahinik, he didn't say he paskin that way, he just said he was no hag to do that way. Paula Halachalo, he didn't paskin that way in a shir, but he said, when people asked him, he said, okay, this is the minhag. That's what he used to do. Avala Inyan Shtaris, but regarding documents, what do you write on a document when you write when there are two others? So that depends. Machlokas. Kosvin Adar Rishon Adar Sheni Stam. The Tanakhama says when Adar Rishon is written Rishon, and Adar Sheni you just write Adar. Rabbi Huda Omeno Adar Rishon Stam Adar Sheni Tinyan. Adar Rishon you just write Adar, and Adar Sheni you write the second. That's what we do when we have generally when we have refer to Adars, we have Adar and Adar Sheni. That's how we usually refer to it. Okay, we'll stop here. And Baruch Hashem, give everybody a chizuk. 3 weeks of Shkalim coming up. Great start. And let's go Michael El Choyo. Today she was Zechanish, Yisrael, Issa ben Sion, ben Yaakov.